Welcome to Audio of the Divine Principle, a daily reading of the Divine Principle, which is the core text of the Unificationist community. Section 2.2. Christ will return as a child on the earth. Jesus made a number of predictions foretelling what would happen to the Lord at his return. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Luke chapter 17, verse 25. If Jesus were to return literally on the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory, with the trumpet of angels, would he not be readily accepted and honored, even by this sin-ridden world? Returning in such a manner, there is no way he would ever suffer persecution or rejection. Why, then, did Jesus foretell that he would face a miserable situation upon his return? The Jews of his day were eagerly looking forward to the day when Elijah would come down from heaven. He was supposed to come before the Messiah as his herald, as Malachi has prophesied. Instead, before the people had heard any news of Elijah's return, Jesus, a man of lowly birth, came like a thief, claiming to be the Messiah. Therefore, they despised Jesus and persecuted him. As Jesus reflected upon his situation, he foresaw that at the second advent, the Christians awaiting his return would once more fix their gaze upon the sky. Hence, they would be likely to persecute Jesus at Christ at the second advent, when he is born in the flesh and appears unexpectedly, like a thief. They would condemn him as a heretic, just as Jesus was condemned. That is why he foretold that the Lord would suffer and be rejected by his generation. This prophecy can be fulfilled only if Christ returns in the flesh. It cannot possibly come true if he comes on the clouds. Jesus said, "I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Luke chapter 18, verse 8. As the world enters the last days, increasing number of Christians are striving to develop stronger faith. How can they all fall into faithlessness at the second advent of the Lord, if he literally comes on the clouds of heaven amidst the sounds of angels' trumpets and the glory of God? This prophecy also cannot be fulfilled if Christ returns in a supernatural manner. In Jesus' day, many Jews thought the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem and emerge as their king, but only after Elijah had returned from heaven. Contrary to this expectation, before Elijah had appeared, a carpenter's son from Nazareth stepped forward and presented himself as the Messiah. It is thus understandable that Jesus could not find any believer among the Jews faithful and zealous enough to follow him even to the point of death. Jesus grieved over this situation and lamented that something similar might happen upon his return. He foresaw that at the second advent, the believers would be looking to the glory of heaven, thinking that Christ would return on the clouds in glory. Therefore, when Christ does in fact return to the earth as a man of humble origins, he may not find any faith, as was the case in Jesus' day. This prophecy in Luke can never be fulfilled unless the returning Christ is born on the earth. Some scholars interpret this verse to mean that the tribulations in the last days will be so severe as to cause all believers to become faithless. Yet in the course of the providence, no tribulation, no matter how bitter, has effectively blocked the way of the faithful. How much less so in the last days, when faithful Christians are eager to pass through the last gate to heaven. It is the universal nature of faith that the greater our trials and tribulations, the more zealously we seek God's salvation. Jesus once said, "On that day many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we did not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.'" Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. If a Christian is so faithful as to perform miracles in the name of the Lord, then how much more ardently would he believe in and serve the Lord when he comes on the clouds in great glory? Wouldn't Jesus then receive him warmly? Why then did Jesus speak as if he would reject such faithful Christians upon his return? If the returning Christ rejects such devout believers, who in the last days can possibly be saved? This prophecy also cannot be fulfilled if Jesus comes on the clouds. In Jesus' day, there must have been many Jews whose faith was so ardent that they could perform miracles in God's name. Yet, since they believed that Elijah himself would descend from heaven before the Messiah came, It was hard for them to accept that Elijah was present among them as John the Baptist, all the more so because of John's denial. Hence, they did not accept Jesus as the Messiah and ostracized him from the community. Consequently, Jesus had to abandon them in tears. In like manner, at the second advent of Christ, those Christians who expect his miraculous and glorious appearance will almost certainly reject him if he comes in the flesh of humble birth. No matter how faithful they may be, the Lord will be left with no choice but to abandon them, because they will have transgressed against God. The series of prophecies concerning the last days in Luke chapter 17 cannot possibly be fulfilled if Christ returns in a supernatural manner. These verses can be explained only on the premise that Christ will return by being born on the earth. Let us examine each of them closely. The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed. Luke chapter 17, verse 20. If the Lord comes on the clouds, or in some miraculous way, the kingdom of God will arrive in a manner conspicuous to everyone. At the first advent, the kingdom of God had already arrived on the earth with the birth of Jesus. Yet the Jewish people could not see it, for since they were still waiting for the return of Elijah from heaven, they could not believe in Jesus. Likewise, at the second advent, although the kingdom of God will dawn upon the earth with the birth of Christ, Christians who believe that he will come on the clouds accompanied by supernatural events will disbelieve in the Lord and thus not see the kingdom of God. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. In Jesus' day, those who believed in and followed him had already partaken of the kingdom of heaven in their hearts. Likewise, at Christ's second advent, because he will be born on the earth, the kingdom of heaven will be realized first in the hearts of those who believe in and follow him. When these individuals increase in number to form societies and nations, the kingdom of heaven within will gradually be manifested in the world as an outward, visible reality. Accordingly, Jesus meant that the promised kingdom of heaven will not be realized in an instant, as it would if Christ were to return on the clouds. You will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. Luke chapter 17, verse 22. If the Lord comes on the clouds with the sound of angels' trumpets, everyone will be able to see him. Who then would desire to see the day of the Son of Man and not see it? Yet Jesus foretold that the people would not see the day. At Jesus' first advent, the day of the Son of Man dawned upon the earth with his birth. Yet the disbelieving Jews could not see the day. Likewise, at the second advent of Christ, the day of the Son of Man will have dawned with his birth on earth. Yet many Christians will not be able to see the day because, convinced as they are that he will come in a miraculous way, they will not believe in him or follow him even after encountering him. Even though the day of the Son of Man will have already come, they will not be able to see it. And they will say to you, "Lo there," or "Lo here," do not go, do not follow them. Luke chapter 17, verse 23. As was discussed earlier, in the last days, Christians who have attained a certain spiritual level may receive the revelation that they are the Lord. Not understanding the basis and the principle for such a revelation, they are likely to proclaim themselves to be the Messiah, and thus become Antichrist before the Lord to come. Therefore, Jesus spoke these words as a warning, not to be misled or confused by such people. As the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. Luke chapter 17, verse 24. When Jesus was born, the news of the birth of the King of the Jews reached Herod and troubled all of Jerusalem. At the second advent, advances in transportation and communication will allow the news of the second advent to travel to the far-flung corners of the globe, east and west, with lightning speed. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. When Noah knew that the flood judgment was imminent, he called the people to enter his ark. Yet they did not heed his words, and all were drowned. Similarly, in the last days, Christ will return in the flesh and call people to enter the ark of truth. Yet Christians who stubbornly fix up their gaze upon the sky, expecting to see miraculous signs of the Lord's appearance, will not heed the words of truth proclaimed from the earth. Instead, they will reject the Lord as a heretic. Heedless as the people of Noah's day, they will have failed to serve God's providential will. Whoever seeks to gain his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will preserve it. Luke chapter 17, verse 33. Would anyone have to risk his life to follow the Lord if he comes on the clouds with the sounds of angels and trumpets? Because Jesus returns through a physical birth, he will appear to be a heretic to Christians who expect him to come in a miraculous way. Hence, those who follow him must be ready to face even death. The verse means that if the people believe in and follow him at the risk of their lives, they will live. On the other hand, swayed by worldly circumstances, they turn against him and retreat from him to save their own skins, death will befall them. Where the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Luke chapter 17, verse 37. Thus Jesus answered a query about the place of the second advent. We recall that the birds of prey descended upon the dove and pigeon, which had not properly divided on Abraham's altar. This taught us that Satan is always looking for an opportunity to claim what is not sanctified. We can thus understand the meaning of Jesus' enigmatic reply, "Just as vultures gathered around the carcass to eat it, and the devils gather around, who are spiritually dead to claim them, the Lord, who is the source of life, will come to a place of abundant spiritual life." Jesus meant by these words that the Lord will appear among the faithful believers. At Christ's second advent, people of ardent faith will gather together in one place with the assistance of many spirits. This will be the place of life where the Lord will appear. Jesus was born among the chosen people, worshipped God most faithfully. In particular, he revealed himself as the Messiah to those who had the faith to follow him and become his disciples.